Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I want to tell you guys a story that, and I wish Tracy was in here. Can you run and grab Tracy? Because she may be able to verify this or not. But I met a new person this weekend, Saturday night, randomly, at Taco Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Came over and started talking to us. And part
was it
of
a listener or just somebody random who was sitting near you?
It was a listener of the show, definitely knew about the show, but somehow we got on the subject of, we started talking about new babies,
mm-hmm.
and breastfeeding came up.
Okay.
And he told this story, and Tracy, maybe you can verify this, or you will just laugh at it.
Okay.
Because I think the possibility exists that one of the nurses at the hospital where he had his baby was jacking with him.
Okay.
Apparently, when you have a baby, if you're going to breastfeed the baby, they got that specialist who comes by.
The lactation specialist?
Yes, that person.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a nurse, I'm assuming?
I mean, they can be, but not always.
Just somebody.
Yeah.
Who goes to lactation school. So this person...
has breastfed a lot of babies.
Right.
One or the other.
So this person comes in the room, right, and says, is talking to the mom about how to breastfeed the baby and how to get the baby to latch on for the first time and all those important things.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point wants to get the dad involved in the process. So...
Uh-oh. I'm nervous.
The end of the story is there's some yada yada in the middle, but at the end of the story, dad is naked from the waist up, standing in the delivery room, or in the hospital room, holding the baby with no shirt on, just to make the mom feel more comfortable about the whole process.
Weird.
Jessica started she had tears in her eyes. I think the nurse was jacking with that family.
Because if he was like, had been kind of... I don't know. I mean, how did he treat the staff when they got there? Because that's one of those things that, I'm going to get this guy back.
He's just a pain in the ass patient or something like
that. Retaliation.
Or condescending or something. Yeah. And they're like,
I'll get you, buddy.
That's weird. But I thought what you were going to say is that it is possible for a man to breastfeed, which I have read it is.
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I'm not exactly sure, but I've read it before. No, Scott wouldn't try it, but... yeah, I think that if you
really
do it enough or try it enough or something, I think it is possible for a man to breastfeed.
To lactate?
Uh-huh.
Weird.
I mean, I'm not an expert, so don't try it and then blame me.
Yeah.
But I think look into it. I think it is humanly possible.
Some guy emails Tracy in 6 weeks and is like, look how chafed my nipples are.
Or some woman who comes home to find her man doing that.
Right?
Like, honey, what are you doing?
So this guy had to be standing in the hospital room with his shirt off to make her more comfortable with her having her shirt off?
Apparently there's actually photographs of him doing that.
Oh, no.
Because his other buddy...
Did the nurse take the pictures? Because then she's definitely jacking with him.
Because his other buddy was making fun of him for it.
Uh-huh.
Because we were just talking about our friend who wasn't there, whose his wife had started contractions and is probably, if she didn't have a baby last night, is probably today or is within 24 hours.
Wow.
So that's how the whole discussion of being in the hospital and everything came up. And then he said, well, make sure you let him know that he doesn't have to take his shirt off in the delivery room. And it became...
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Was this guy a good-looking guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Because then, what if the nurse just wanted to see him with his shirt off?
You're on The Burt Show.
Guys, I'm afraid that Katie Joe and I may have messed up a complete stranger's marriage.
Uh-oh.
All right, this is what happened. So over the weekend, we were, I forgot what night it was, but I mean, this was a big, important weekend for television, especially since the Super Bowl was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were doing something, and the remote control fell off the coffee table on the floor, which no big deal, didn't crack, didn't bust, nothing. So we picked it back up, and it couldn't use it anymore. Like, it, I don't think that cable remote controls are very, you know, I don't know.
Sturdy.
And so we realized that, I guess, one too many times of tossing it on the coffee table, tossing it on the couch, whatever, mm-hmm. our remote control was broken, right? So we didn't have a remote. We didn't have a universal remote. We didn't have anything. And so we were frustrated because even with our cable box, it's a little difficult to get to everything on it. Like, there's not all the manual controls. So we realized that we had been so dependent on that remote control that we were panicking about what we were going to do the rest of the weekend. So we called the cable company, and they're like, well, next week you're going to have to drive to, like, I forgot where, but somewhere like in Gwinnett, and we live in Fulton, to go get the remote control. Like, it was not an option for them to bring us a remote control. Okay, so that was the scenario we were in. Like, we were frustrated that we didn't have a remote. Okay.
Can you realize how far it is from the couch to the TV when your remote doesn't work?
Mm-hmm. But even then, if you can't punch all the buttons and get to everything you need to get to, I mean, it's even not, even when you, no. you know, even when I make Katie get up and go walk to the TV, since she's the athlete, then, you know, and can't do it, then it's frustrating, right?
Yeah, and you'll sit and watch a crap TV show for 2 days.
Just because you don't want to get up.
What are you watching? A documentary on Big Bird's costume? Really? Right. Why?
Because that's the only channel we're getting right
now. Because it's 6 feet to the TV, yeah. and I won't get up.
Because the show that was on this channel yesterday at 2 p.m. was fascinating.
Yeah. So anyway, so we didn't have a remote, so we were panicked. All right, so we were out running some errands. We're going to have lunch or something, and we were coming back, and we were cutting through some streets in our neighborhood, and we saw a cable truck parked in front of a house. And I said, pull over, because I said, he's got a remote in that van somewhere. So I knew if we offered him some cash, he would give us one of the remotes. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he pulled in
under the table.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the only thing that will make Melissa get out of her wallet is the threat of having to leave her house for more than 15 minutes.
Whatever. So, whatever. I'm not looking at you. So we pull in the driveway, okay, of this house that this, you know, cable guy is at, and he's talking to the guy that lives there on the front porch. And so we pull in, and, you know, they both kind of look at us, and Katie kind of rolled down her window and said, you know, we want to talk to the cable guy. And so he's kind of gave us a signal, and he's, you know, like, okay, I'll be with y'all in a second, but I'm going to go in and fix this problem first. Okay, no problem. So we sat in the driveway, and we ended up sitting there for maybe 5-10 minutes. And then Katie said, is this weird that we're sitting here? Like, he's not coming out. I said,
we're,
you know what?
Stalking him.
I said, we are getting that right, because we are 5 feet from the van.
This is the most motivated I've seen you in 9 years.
I'm telling you. We have to get that remote control. Okay,
I'm
whatever.
You
y'all
send
judge.
Katie home to get your
y'all
ninja
judge.
Outfit.
But I'm telling you, you need
I
this remote
control.
I think
it's clever. I would have never thought of it.
Thank
honestly.
You, Jim.
I would have never thought of it.
Thank you. So we're sitting there. I'm like, no, we're not going anywhere because we're going to get that remote control. So finally, the cable guy comes out, and he comes to the car, and we explain to him what we need. And he's like, okay, no problem. He said, you know, just let me know where your house is, and then I'll come by after I'm done here, and we'll fix it up. Okay, no problem. So we go home. No big deal. Take the dogs out, everything. He comes by, and he said, I don't think y'all realize what you did. He said, but he said that when they got in the house, when we had pulled up, him and the guy on the front porch waving, he got in the house to fix this guy's cable, and he said, and then he heard this man's wife yelling from another room, and then the guy was pulled into that room, and he and the cable guy stood there while the two had a fight about who were the two girls that were parked outside in the driveway.
Oh, no!
And what did they want?
Oh, no.
So we were joking with the cable Melissa. Guy, and we were like, well, what did you say? And cable guy said, well, it was none of my business to, you know, to get into their business, so I didn't say nothing. So the cable guy didn't say that we were there for them.
Oh,
that's
no.
awesome.
You need to drive back to that house.
You need to
tell
them. But that won't help, because my thing is, two random people pulling up in a drive. Like, if two, I would not think twice about it. I'm like, there's something going on with them anyway. We just start
like there's some
the
infidelity going on, and now Whoa. She's just not 100%.
She's like, yeah, but yeah, that's really going to help for us to say, oh, hey, we're just coming back to let you know there's really no, we weren't here for you.
Right.
Like, that's not going to help.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you're right. That'd probably make it worse.
I put it on the cable guy for just sitting there because he wanted to see the drama. I didn't want none of my business to say anything.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, so Katie and I, sorry if we contributed to the demise of a relationship.
This is The Bird Show. This is The Bird Show.
Paulette wants to be on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay.
Got herself in some trouble over the weekend.
Oops.
And missed some work and wants some help on how to recover.
Okay.
Paulette, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you today?
Good. I listen to you guys all the time, and now I'm calling for advice.
Okay. You have become one of those people that you've laughed at now for years. So let us.
I know. I recognize that, but I really needed some help, so I decided to call anyway.
Okay. Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah, right. What's going on?
So, obviously, I watched the Super Bowl Sunday. My boyfriend and I had a big party at our place. Actually, about like 25, 30 people were there. It was awesome. I grew up in New Orleans. I'm a huge Saints fan, so clearly I celebrated pretty late. So late, in fact, that I did not wake up the next morning for work. I was, you know, I have to be honest, I was super drunk. I totally passed out. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear my alarm. And I woke up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
Oh, nice job.
That is a bender right there. Okay.
I know.
What time were you supposed to be in work?
I was so bad. I was so hungover. So I just kind of laid there, and I was so distraught about what to do that I didn't call into work. I didn't do anything.
Nothing. So the whole day goes by and you never called? You never check in?
No, I know. I didn't. I didn't feel well. And then I was so nervous. I didn't know what to say. I was kind of in bed the whole day. I mean, you know what it's like, right?
Yep. You went large. For sure. Yeah. You did.
Melissa's done that. Didn't you sleep 24 hours straight through a job?
There was a time where I had just moved that weekend and didn't get a lot of sleep, and I was young, and so I was probably had been drinking too. But and I slept to 4 in the afternoon, and I was supposed to be at work at 10.
Damn.
And I walked in, but I went, like I got up, got ready, and went at 5 p.m. and everybody was leaving at 5:30, and they were like, "What?" And I said, "I'm just owning up to it.
Just wanted to make sure that you guys were concerned if you thought I was dead. Really, here I am."
But I asked earlier, what time were you supposed to be there yesterday? I'm just curious.
9 o'clock.
Could you potentially fake it like you thought you had the day off? Like,
well,
since you haven't called at all?
I need your advice now, because that's what I don't know what to do for today. Because I've been thinking up some plans in my mind, and I'm not sure which one to do. The first one is that I can, like, obviously just totally fess up and explain to my boss what happened.
No.
Or I could pretend like I had no idea. Like, I don't know, maybe I thought it was President's Day today, like yesterday.
No.
And I got the weeks mixed up.
Everybody knows it was Super Bowl.
Your boss already knows.
And tell my boss that he'd actually signed a vacation form like a month ago, and maybe he won't know.
Go with, I'd vote for the President's Day idea.
What?
President's Day is a week from today, yesterday. It's 1 week off.
So you thought it was President's Day?
So go in today, like.
I would never buy that if I was the boss.
Do you get President's Day off?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Do you get President's Day off?
Yeah. Damn.
We did, but like, what if I just pretend that I like play dumb and say I got the weeks mixed up?
No, you can't do that, because what you're going to do, what you want to avoid is an excuse that really sort of, makes him lose or her lose respect. You know, like, I have this idiot working for me. And the President's Day one, I think, would do that. If I'm the boss, I'm like, you're an idiot.
If you had gone out on a bender at any other time of year, then maybe. But I don't. Everybody knows it was Super Bowl. And there's so many people that didn't make it in the next morning. So I don't see, I mean, I don't know why you can't just tell the truth.
404-741-Q100. Except we're not in the real world, you know? It's like, with us, we could probably get away with it, you know? But in the real, we don't operate.
Well,
like,
I just,
if you're a banker or something, you can't do that.
I guess I'm going on what you just said, Bert, because I feel like you're going to insult your boss if you come up with an excuse when the boss knows,
Super Bowl is Sunday.
Because if you walked around Friday talking about how you're from New Orleans and you want them to win and you made a big deal about the Super Bowl, then I think people know where you are.
I'd be pissed. So if I'm the boss and you come in and you're like, I got too drunk.
I've only been there 3 months, which is like part of the problem. And I sit in a cubicle by myself. So like, for all I know, there's like a tiny chance I didn't even realize I wasn't there.
Well.
And nobody called you during the day either?
No. I mean, I work in customer service. It's not like I'm part of a critical team, you know?
It certainly is making you probably feel less than essential personnel. If you go an entire day and nobody calls, nobody at all.
Well aware. Right?
What if you went in and you still make it your fault if they call you out on the mistake, but that you say you thought you turned in a vacation form for Monday? You're like, I'm a huge Saints fan. Y'all know I'm a huge Saints fan. I thought I turned in a vacation form. Did I not? And then if they bust you for not turning in a vacation form, you're still taking the blame on yourself and saying, mm-hmm. you know what? I am so sorry. I really thought that I had turned that in. I checked it off my list. Whatever
like
it is
idea.
You got to do. Because you're still owning it that it's your fault, but you're not, you know what I'm saying? You're not going full
but
disclosure
you can,
on the getting hammered and forgetting to get to work thing.
You could even go above and beyond that and fill out a form like as soon as you get in the minute you get there, walk into your boss's office and go, oh my God, I filled this out last week and I walked in
thought I
and it was
it
sitting on my desk.
Well, it's almost the it's almost if you go in like that prepared, it almost seems like a lie. Like you said, you don't know. Part of me is curious about you just going in and not doing anything yet until you get called out. Like Jen said, because if you don't think anybody noticed you were gone,
yeah.
then I think if you go in and nobody says anything,
then you're clear.
I mean, it might make you feel bad about your job, but yeah. I mean, at least you're not in trouble.
Hey, Sam, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. That's awesome. I love you guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
Family emergency. If her family is Saints fans, one of her family members partied too hard and had to go into the hospital, and she had to go be with them and didn't have any time to call.
You still make a phone call.
Yeah, the problem with that is you should still check in, even if it's whatever.
And Wendy made a good point.
Yeah, that's bad karma, because then you're wishing that to happen to a family member.
Yeah.
Don't use that.
I think the best one so far is Jen's idea.
Mm-hmm, agreed.
Thought I turned in the vacation request because I knew I'd be out.
Right.
Hey, Dan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yo, what's going on? Just want to say I love you guys. You guys rock.
Thank you, sir.
Love you too, darling.
All right. Well, you know, she could go either way with this. I mean, but it really depends on her boss. How is her boss? Is he like, you know, one of those sticklers where he's like hardcore if she's like 2 minutes late? Or is he like, well, you know, just make it up later or whatever? You know, like, what kind of a boss is... You know,
is this guy real old school, conservative, by the book dude?
Somewhere in between, I think. You know, I've only been there 3 months, so I haven't had to address any of these issues with him yet. But I mean, he doesn't. You know, we're supposed to be there at 9:00. He doesn't come till 9:30. You know, he leaves exactly at 5:00. So it's not like he's above and beyond type of boss. But you know, I've never had a run-in with him, so I don't know how he'll react because I've only been there 3 months.
Are you at work right now?
You know, I'm on my way right now.
Oh,
I'm in the car. I
should
be there.
Are you
late?
Oh,
so you're going to have the late thing going for you.
Be late today.
Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
It's 9:30, so you know, it's okay if I'm a minute or two late. You know, there's so much traffic here.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey, Paulette here. Just didn't show up to work yesterday because she got too drunk at her Super Bowl party, passed out, and didn't wake up till 1:00. So she had, and nobody called her. So what does she do when she gets into the office today?
Yeah, what I think is it kind of depends on what her boss thinks, but I'm a boss too. I had an employee who actually called out yesterday, and I would have appreciated, he called out sick, but, you know, I definitely think he was probably hungover from partying for the Super Bowl, and I would have appreciated if he had just called and said, hey, you know what, I'm hungover from the Super Bowl, and rather than telling me he was sick, because I really just didn't believe that. So, and I'm the kind of boss that would have understood that instead of some far-fetched lie. So if her boss is understanding at all, then, you know, I would have appreciated the truth.
The problem is we don't know anything about this guy. She has very little reaction or interaction with him.
Because she's new.
So we don't know how he or she is going to react. So I like the, I thought I put in the vacation request idea.
Especially
yeah,
if
because
you're,
then
you
you're still owning the mistake, but it's not as bad as what it would typically
and
be.
And then you just say, look, just, you know, obviously I'll take it as a vacation day. I thought that's what I was doing. My bad.
Don't you agree, though, only if she's asked?
Only if she's asked.
I think you go in and just, I don't think you volunteer anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you don't think it could be a situation where her boss is waiting to see how she's going to handle it?
No. See, if he's mad, he'll approach her.
Because even when I slept in that day, they were trying to call me. Like, the fact that nobody tried to call you, I don't know if anybody knows.
Maybe they thought you had it scheduled.
Yeah.
They may not even know that you're an employee. Today you'll find that out.
If your key card doesn't work walking in the building, then you know they found out and they were pretty upset.
You go upstairs and your area's just cleaned out.
Yeah,
exactly. There's pictures of another family on your desk. What?
And a box with a plant in it that you're supposed to take with you because I don't know why everybody
there's
thinks
they always
get
a plant in the box.
Hey, Paulette, will you do us a favor and at least email us later on today and let us know how it went so we can follow up with you tomorrow?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Good luck.
Try to get there on time as possible.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for the advice, guys.
It's the Burt Show. Here. Bird Show.
So Bianca's addicted to a, is it a social networking game?
Yes, it's called Sorority Life on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
Bianca's looking at me
Farmville.
Because I, yes, you asked me to be part of Farmville, and I'm very proud to report I got my dairy farm last night.
Oh, you did?
Really? So you're in the Farmville Nation.
I've got my horse barn and my dairy farm. I'm a chicken coop.
So now you're done. So now you're done. So you reached the highest, and now you're done. That's how you win?
I don't know how much. I mean, there's never an end. I mean, that's how they get you. But it is. I mean, it's like a sim. You know, it's like a sim game. Anybody's ever played a sim game? It's just you keep building and. I don't know what else to do. I mean, I don't know what else I can get, but yeah, I'm doing the Farmville thing.
And is this the same company that is doing the one that you're addicted to now?
I'm not sure if it's the same company, but basically, your friends on your friends list, you try to get them in your house, and you fight rivals and stuff. It's like a sorority. Your sisters, and then when I was fighting this one girl, well, first off, she attacked me, so I attacked her.
We
got
to back up. So you have your own. It's your own.
To get into it.
What's the name of the game?
Sorority Life.
Sorority Life.
And how old are you?
19.
And you hear the words that are coming out of your mouth? This is like middle school stuff.
No.
This girl attacked me.
This is sorority stuff.
Sorority
stuff.
You realize you're at the age where you could be doing this in real life.
I know.
You could be in a sorority.
Don't listen to the haters.
But it's funny because it's a lot of older people on there. So anyways.
Like in their 20s.
And their 50s. They're people.
What?
Yeah. Their grandmas on there.
Who weren't in Greek life. Now, do you have a name for your sorority house? Do you have a name?
Well, we don't pick names for it. It's just like our friend list.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So it's not random people that are coming into your sorority. It's made up only of people that you know.
Yes.
Okay. That does change things a little bit. Mm-hmm.
And people want to join, but they'll have to go through be your friend on Facebook, and then you can add them later.
So mm-hmm. It's like initiation.
Yes.
And do they have to be like okayed by a certain amount of members in the sorority, like a real sorority?
No.
Okay.
You don't haze them or anything?
No.
Okay. Right. I'm sorry, that's not legal.
Once you're in the game, what do you actually do?
Okay, so you have to get influence points and you level up. Like the higher level, the more stuff you can do. Like
so how do you get an influence point?
Okay, so you organize events and you fight rivals. So that's how you get points.
And how does someone become your rival?
If they attack you, then they're just in another house and they just want to attack you. Because
and why do they attack you?
Just because they're not in our house.
Are they trying to take anything from your house?
It's like the Deltas and the AKAs.
Yeah, so it's like a sorority row.
So let's pretend you're an AKA and the Delta's attacking you. How was that? How did she do that? How did all this start?
Well, pulling hair and a pillow fight, and then you end up in the group shower. I've seen that DVD.
You click fight on the app, and then you just pick whoever you want to fight. You hit attack, and then you take their boyfriends, and it's just...
Wait a second. Wait.
You can do a whole bunch of stuff.
Awesome. Okay.
You can take their... It's called glam, like their accessories.
All right.
At least this one has some fun to it.
Yeah, it's
way better than Farmville.
You can steal their caboodle?
Yeah, you can steal their boyfriends.
Really?
Yeah.
So, what did she steal from you?
She didn't steal nothing. She attacked me and she lost.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
So...
How do you defend yourself and win?
Well, it's the bigger your house, the more... chances you have of winning.
Okay.
So I guess she didn't have much people in her house, but she lost and she got upset.
Mm.
And she kept trying to attack me and she kept on losing.
Those
so
deltas.
I attacked her back.
Mm-hmm.
And I attacked her like 10 times and she wrote me on a message. She cursed me out. She was upset. She's like, why the F do you keep attacking me? Then I said, you attacked me first. She's like, well, can you please not attack me anymore? I said, sure. Then she attacks me again. So then I attack her back.
You gotta take her out.
So then, you know, just like that. So she mm-hmm. keeps writing, like, this is really pissing me off. You know, you keep messing me up, stealing this. That I'm like, it's not that serious. It's just a game. Calm down.
Right?
So I put it on my Facebook status that these people are taking these games way too serious. And then this girl writes, maybe because we buy our brownie points. Oh, brownie points are something that you need in order to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, well, I buy mine with my credit card. I said, whoa, you're taking it a little too serious now.
Yeah.
And you know how you some can buy points on Farmville?
Yeah, some of these games, the way they make their money is like there's some things that are unobtainable unless you buy the points for it. So on Farmville, mm-hmm. I don't do that, but I know there's people who have ran their credit card.
Whoa.
And their PayPal account. The Golden Rooster costs you $3.99 or something.
And they buy their mansion on their farm based mm-hmm. on money that they've paid.
I'm going to create a game where there's a sorority house on a farm. and it's going to take over.
Farm girls!
Yeah! That's my girl! Take them out to the barn and haze them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, Bryce, good morning, you're on Q100.
Show them the Golden Rooster.
Hey, I'm addicted to sorority life, too. Like, every morning when I wake up, that's the first thing I do.
For how long?
for like the past year.
No, but how much time do you spend on, how much time do you each spend on it every single day?
I'm on it like 2 hours a day.
I'm on it like more than that.
More than 2 hours? More. How many hours are we talking about?
Maybe like four.
And wow. What are you doing in that 4 hours?
Like, if I'm in class, I'll be on Sorority Live. Like, just right. Whenever I have free time, that's what I'm doing.
What school do you go to?
Georgia State.
Okay. You'll be there for 6 or 7 or 8 years. Right. Enjoy.
Well, like, I know in Farmville, like, you are planning and harvesting, and like, there's time, there's things that will take up your time, and I now understand why people say they're on there for a little long. Mm-hmm. What is it you do in Sorority Life that you know, little things you do around
well,
the house?
I just fight people now. Okay. And that makes you, like, get a lot of points.
So you're
in
the
your...
tough chick in your house.
Yeah.
It's like jail, man.
It's standard sorority stuff. You have crying points where you cry to your roommate about something. That's then you have to refill your birth control points where you go and you refill your birth. Then you have the unprotected sex points. Then you, yeah. So
do you guys team up with any fraternities?
No, I wish they did have one like that though, but no, not yet.
Because then you could have a.
Because that was always pinned. The big thing.
You know what?
When I was actually in a sorority, was like when you which fraternity house you teamed up with for different events or parades mm-hmm. or floats mm-hmm. or you know social mixers or whatever mm-hmm. it was. Like that's how you sort of increase your status on campus. Was well, like,
and what she's talking about is she's talking about there's an actual building where girls
and like about 53 girls lived in the house. Like actually lived.
Y'all
there.
Y'all are sounding old because no, you know what? People are on these things.
I would join the sorority house if there was a fraternity, because then at least I would have a virtual boyfriend.
Right. Hey, yeah.
It's a way to meet people.
I know.
Hey, Katrina, good morning.
You get a virtual boyfriend on Craigslist, Wendy.
Katrina, what's up?
Hi. I missed the girl's name that's talking about sorority life, but I'm also addicted. I'm actually playing right now.
So. Are you? Okay.
And I've actually been playing since I got up at 7:30. So my computer stays on sorority life about all day until I go to sleep about 11 o'clock at night, because I even play it at work.
Are you as tough as our intern Bianca?
Yes, I'm very, very, very much addicted. And Bianca, we should join houses.
Or you guys should just kick each other's ass today.
Yeah, you're going to attack her later on today. I know it.
We know how you
I wanted
roll.
To say one more thing. It's crazy that there are guys that's on it and they're acting like girls. Like,
really?
Oh, guys that play Sorority Life?
That's on Sorority Life. I just wanted to say that.
And how do you know they're guys?
Because I know them, and it'll say their name, and I'm just clowning them on their on page. Like, why are you on Sorority Life?
Kirby.
This is just hilarious.
Now, are they really playing, or are they just
yes,
trying to get in the
playing,
house to slip you a virtual
me
roofie?
One guy fought you?
Yeah.
Did you beat his ass?
No. Okay. Well, I'm coming back.
The Burt Show. Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, we talk about this every single year right around this time. And for a lot of you couples, you're in this tweener stage right now for Valentine's Day, and you're not exactly sure what to get each other, right? And at least for a guy, maybe it goes both ways also. The present that you get for Valentine's Day might speak – it may define where you think the relationship is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he may not be in the same place and vice versa.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So before I run through this list that we talk about every single year of what appropriate gifts are for the time that you're going out, if you guys have a couple of seconds to call us, 404-741-Q100, tell us about like the inappropriate gift you got based on the time that you're going out for Valentine's Day. And this could go both ways.
Yes.
Like you could be married for 20 years and he gave you something
some
so
scratch off tickets.
Yeah, like insignificant, like a lottery ticket is perfect. Or it goes the other way also, where you guys are dating for 4 weeks. He gets you diamonds or a car or something like that. Because I think the best way to learn what those windows are is by hearing others' mistakes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed.
And this is important right here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, Jen, for you, you've been dating this dude now how long?
Like 2.5 months.
That's a tweener stage right there.
It is.
Even though the movie is the relationship has progressed quickly in 2 months, it's still only 60 days. So
it is.
You got a tough decision ahead of you.
And my question is like, what do you get dudes for Valentine's Day? It's almost to me easier for guys because you've got so many different like categories for women already set up for you. You know, like Melissa did her D. Geller thing last night. Mm-hmm. Like jewelry is, you know, a home run every single time. Like, you know, you're always going to Solomon Brothers for Stacey, like all that stuff. So you guys have like kind of like a go-to category. But for women, Like, what do, what you do don't you do? Get, like, hearts on boxers, like, unless you're in the eighth grade. You know, like, what do true. You get for men for Valentine's Day if you don't want to go something as expensive as, like, a watch? Because mm-hmm. I think a watch would be, like, a 1 or 2 year relationship, right?
Yeah, that's a major one
that's
right
like
there.
That's, like, a really great, nice, like, handsome gift for a man, but that... I mean, yeah, it would be too much too yes. early. Yeah, you have to be mm-hmm. together a while to do that. So what do you get for guys?
Right, here,
I'm at a total loss.
Let's learn from your mistakes here. So we're looking for the most inappropriate gift for the amount of time that you guys were going out. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm on the radio. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I dated a guy. He was really hot. We dated for like 2 months. He was super romantic. And not only did I get my gift late, but I got a toilet paper holder.
What?
What?
A toilet paper holder.
He seriously
that you, like, put next to your toilet to hold toilet paper.
Like, I mean, that's not a good gift. That doesn't have anything to do with the amount
no.
of time you're going at. That's just
no.
a bad gift, period.
It was, and the sad thing was, is that my parents bought the same one, like, a couple months later. And it was even missing a part. Like, he got on clearance or something.
What are you thinking, dude?
What? That's worse than nothing
at
all.
Because yeah, right?
I dated somebody for, like, 5 or 6 months before Valentine's Day once, and I got nothing.
Really?
Nada.
Zero. And so I think that that might actually be better than a toilet paper
right.
holder.
You're gonna end, the relationship is going to end up in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
so very true.
Save the 75 cents.
Yeah.
Think of what you do immediately after thinking of him every time you see the yeah. toilet paper holder, and it might be appropriate.
404-741-Q100, inappropriate gifts for Valentine's Day based on how long you guys have been going out with each other. Hey, Ann, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. So, I got a set of tires for Valentine's Day 1 year.
Nice.
You guys were dating for how long?
We had been dating for over a year.
Over a year, and
did
he gave you a set of tires?
Did you need tires?
Yeah, but
so he, was
he
being...
told me later that he was going to get them for my birthday, which is the 23rd, and
oh.
he didn't want to wait that long, so he got them for Valentine's Day.
See, we're problem solvers.
Yeah.
But we're problem
like
solvers.
Practical.
Right.
And he spent money. Right. I mean, that's
a lot of money.
I mean, tires are expensive, so I don't fault him too much.
There's nothing romantic about it.
And but no. he was trying
not
to help.
Not really romantic. It was definitely practical, but I got him a leather jacket,
mm-hmm.
and I had a little gift
rubber.
Basket delivered to his office. And the next day, he took me to the garage, and we both sat there while the tires were changed.
But it was also personal.
It's on a need basis, though.
It's not a generic
gift.
Took some thought.
And he sat with you while the tires
yeah.
are changed. I mean, what's romantic than having a nice, quiet conversation interrupted by the sounds of an air drill?
See, I think if he did the tires, and then he did something sweet, like cook her dinner himself at home, it would have been totally fine, because there would have been, like,
A more
like sweet side to that.
See, now the toilet paper holder girl thinks the four tires is awesome.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah. Of course.
The most considerate guy ever.
Yes. Yeah. I would have preferred four tires over nothing.
Hey, Mandy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I would have took the tires over what I got myself.
Okay.
Let me build this up for you. We
okay.
have been going out about 6 or 7 months, and I put so much thought into his gift. I went and got a red toolbox and filled it with red candies and a red Sears gift card. I was so happy, knew I was getting jewelry. We get to Valentine's Day, and y'all are going to have to read into this a little bit. He went to Starship and brought my gift home.
No!
No!
Yes.
We didn't really have to read into that. Just so you know.
Wow.
Starship
was before 8:30. Starship, 6 months been going out. I was crushed.
No.
I was so upset.
Way. Wow.
Well, it is Valentine's Day. Right?
No.
Yeah, well. I appreciated it later, but not so much at Valentine's
right.
Day.
After you broke up.
Yeah, when you were alone.
I was going to say, so, like, did that
yeah,
say
that
to you,
okay.
did that say to you, like, it was more of an emotional relationship for you, but it was more physical for him?
Well, we're still together, so.
Oh, you are?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then I guess
okay.
it works.
All right, hold on, freaky, freaky.
It worked out.
Good morning, Lauren. You're on Q100. Hi.
I had a guy propose to me after 3 months. Of dating, including, like, meeting and dating, 3 months.
He proposed to you on Valentine's Day after 3 months?
Yes.
Oh, no,
it was
no.
crazy.
Wow.
He always seemed really desperate, and I was actually in the process of trying to figure out how to leave him, and
oh.
he proposed on Valentine's Day, so it was really crazy.
What'd you say?
At the time, I said yes because I was really into him, but I was just really shocked and I didn't know what to do. But about 2 weeks later, I called him over and was like, pretty much told him he lost his mind. So that's all over with now. So
did you say, I don't even know your middle name?
Right. Yeah, right. Like, I'd never met his parents or anything. So it was really, really crazy.
Wow.
Here is Carla. That's funny.
Carla was married for 10 years. Hey, Carla.
Hey, yeah, I got a basketball hoop.
A basketball hoop for Valentine's Day after 10 years of marriage.
Yeah. That was more for my boys than it was for me.
You think?
Yeah. Boy, that sucks having a Valentine's Day gift given to you when it's really for the person, you know, who's giving it. Mm. Sucks.
Which is what happened to Carter.
It'd be better if it were for your kids than if it were just for him.
I think it's first. But, you know, I'm joking because Katie got me Daytona 500 tickets.
And how long?
For Valentine's Day.
And before you met her, you were a race car fan, NASCAR fan for how many years?
Zero.
Okay.
I'm not complaining because it'll be fun.
And then, but she did get you that something cool while you're there, right? Or no, it's her. No, it's her
I
doing
get that,
that
for her.
Hey, we'll Michelle. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
After a year of dating this guy, I got a bottle of Captain Morgan, and I don't drink, but he does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That was really romantic.
That's, I think, where we got to go with this later in the show, is the focus on selfish Valentine's Day presents.
That's
like
awesome.
In Melissa's case, it's the Daytona 500 tickets, which really aren't for her. They're for her girlfriend. In this case, it's the bottle of Captain Morgan. She didn't even drink, so it's really for the guy that got it for her.
And I'm sure guys get surround sound systems for their whole house for their wife.
Right.
Look, honey, I got you surround sound.
So we can
sound.
Watch movies together.
Yeah.
The Bird Show.